Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Shaw, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Andrew. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're helping you with your redress case.
Yes.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm fine, thanks.
Fantastic. Andrew, I am going to have a quick chat with you about your case, if that's okay. Do you have a couple of minutes to have a chat with me?
That's fine, yeah.
Fantastic. Just to let you know, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator here at MMA Legal. My job is to not go over the stuff you've already told us. I know how distressing and taxing that may be. What I am going to ask you, though, Andrew, is how your time in care has affected you into your adult life.
It's followed you into it.
Yeah, it's followed you into it, unfortunately, like a ghost. Whether that be, forms of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues that you've had. The reason being is that I'm trying to build a picture of your adult life so we can present that to the Scottish Redress to substantiate your claim.
I've been in prison all my life.
You've been in and out of jail?
Yeah. I still see a psychiatrist today.
Okay. Jail. Most of his life. Is that mostly adult life, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind me asking what type of offences they were for?
Driving cars.
Mostly driving offences, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you suffered any sort of, do you suffer with depression, Andrew, or anxiety, or?
PTSD. Paranoid schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia is going to be a tough spell for me. Okay. Have you been diagnosed with PTSD, Andrew?
Yes.
And do you take medication?
I do, yeah. I've got a lot of medication.
Yeah, okay. What I'm going to do, Andrew, with your permission, is I'm going to write to your doctor. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing, but as a law firm, I am going to request your medical records, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Can I take your GP's information, please, Andrew?
It's Dr. Caring.
Caring?
Caring, C-A-N-N-I-N-G.
Okay, and the surgery details, please?
It's the health centre.
Yeah.
Stonewall Road.
Give me 2 seconds. Can you spell that for me, Andrew?
It's S-T-O-N-E.
Yeah.
L-I.
Yeah.
A-W.
Stonewall Road. Okay. I'll find that practice, buddy. I'll get you a little details from you. Are you seeing a counsellor through your GP? Or was that?
No, I see a health worker every 2 weeks.
And who do they work for, buddy?
The National Health Service.
So they work for the NHS. Okay. And where do you go and see them?
Um, can't remember any of it.
Is it a hospital? Is it like your doctor's surgery?
It's in the same building as the doctor.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay. So if it's okay with you, I will request all the information that I can get from your counsellor as well. Like you say, what I'm trying to do, Andrew, is build a picture for the Scottish Redress of how your time in care and your younger years have massively had a negative impact on your adulthood. And the reason why I'm doing that is obviously A, to try and get you the most recognition we possibly can, and B, to try and get you the most money we possibly can, in all honesty. Did you see any sort of counsellor in jail?
I did, yes. I seen a psychiatrist in jail. And I was in a hospital for 2 years.
Jail hospital?
No, the psychiatric hospital.
Okay. And what hospital was that?
My knees went blank.
Okay, buddy, it's okay.
Beckford Lodge.
One sec, hospital. How long was you at a hospital for?
3 years.
Yes. And it was called what, sorry?
Beckford Lodge.
Beckford Lodge.
In Hamilton.
In Hamilton. Okay. Okay. So what I'm going to do, Andrew, is I'm going to write to them. I'll write to Beckford Lodge or the relevant NHS Trust or the relevant government organisation that run them. I'll request all your information from them. I'll request all your information from your GP and your current counsellor. I'm going to request all the information from Gilsland House, local authorities, whatever they are. I'll figure that one out. And what I'll then do, Andrew, is I'll come back to you with all the information. Do you want copies of the information I have, or I get?
No, that's fine, thanks.
Okay. But what I will do, Andrew, is have a chat with you. We'll go through your statement, make sure that you there's no gaps, whether that's over one call, 10 calls, 30 calls. Me and you, obviously, we'll get this done together. There's no rush. There's no pressure. If you want me to come up and see you, I've no issues doing that either. But what we'll do is we'll compile all the information we get. Mr. Shaw, we'll submit that to Scottish Redress. What will then happen, Andrew, is we will then get what's called a panel date. And hopefully from there we'll get an offer. Once we have an offer, me, you and our lawyer, Matt Bell, we'll have a chat whether you should accept that offer or reject it. And basically, we just go from there.
Okay.
Is that okay, Andrew?
That's fine, yeah.
Do you have any questions, buddy, about that process?
I don't know, no.
Okay. Okay, so that's where we are going forward. What I do need to explain to you, Andrew, is how you got to this point with us as MMA Legal, due to the sensitivity and nature of this claim, and obviously with you having medical issues. I just need to make sure and reaffirm that you fully understand who we are, what you pay us, and what other options are actually out there for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So just let you know, Andrew, you could apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. But you obviously, depending on how much information or how little information you want to collect yourself, that would be up to you to submit. Then it's obviously a game of trust, if you like, to see if the Scottish Government or the Scottish Redress Scheme will pay you a fair compensation for what you've been through. So that's one option. The other option is there are other law firms that will help you apply. They won't actually charge you any fees, but they get what's called a government legal fee scheme, and where they're paid by the Scottish Government £2,000. Whether you win, lose, or draw. I can't comment on their processes. What I do know and what I can comment on is we've rejected that scheme. We don't want to take any money from the Scottish Government. we're hitching our horse to your wagon on a no-win, no-fee basis. And if you don't get paid, we don't get paid. So we've entered into a conditional fee agreement, which is a genuine no-win, no-fee. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20%. You may pay us less in accordance with our fee and our in-house fee structure, but depends on how much time we spend on your case. But you'll never pay us more than 20%. Also, if you don't win this case or we don't get you any money, you will never, ever owe us any money.
Thank
this
you.
Will never come back to bite you. Do you understand those three options?
I do, yeah.
Are you still happy to continue with ourselves?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Just to let you know, Andrew, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period, which means that within 14 days you can rip up any agreements you have with us, and we'll obviously cease to continue with your claim. But the downside to that is I can't work on your case for another 14 days. But if you wish, you can waive that 14-day period and actually get started on your claim straight away.
Yeah, just waive it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, buddy, so what I'm going to do next, Andrew, is I'm going to get you a letter out with all of my contact details on, any after-hour contact details that you need. All our team are trauma-trained, so if you need me, if you need to speak to anybody, if you're struggling, we're always at the other end of a call for you.
Okay.
Okay, so no calls, just more. We wait for you, Andrew, now. You pick the phone up. If we don't answer, we get straight back to you. You know, we wait for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any questions, Andrew?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
All right, buddy. Well, I'll get in touch in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to give you a call every month. At least this is not going to be a quick turnaround, just to let you know, Andrew, these institutions aren't quick in giving us the information. Even though we do threaten them with legal proceedings, but I'll be in contact with you every few weeks just to catch up and see how you are, we'll start submitting your DSO request to get the information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shaw. Lovely speaking to you. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye now.